Well, there you heard the orchestra of 101 strings and a piece entitled Traditional Irish Suite. Now we're going to liven it up again, this time with the help of the Irish Rovers, taken from that lovely album I've got, Live in Pasadena. I wonder, do you remember this song? Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. Live from Pasadena, the Irish Rovers.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a rare of a tear of a devil may care of a decent Irish boy.
Right to me.
I'm working here in Glasgow, I got a decent job. I'm carrying bricks and mortar, is 15 ball. I rise up in the morning, I get on with the lark. But when I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls from bark. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. They're a rare and care of a devil may care of a decent Irish boy. Get up,
well.
Well, the day that I left Ireland, which was many months ago, I left my home in Ulster, where the pikes and fraties grow. Since I left all Ireland, it's always been my plan to let you people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're an Irish man, I'm a devil may care, I'm a decent Irish boy.
Now, if there's one among you who would like to marry me, my little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress you up in satin, and I'll do the best I can to let the people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patrick Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patrick Fagan, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny.
A nice lively track there from the Irish Rovers and Patsy Fagan. And now another example of country and Irish. A country singer, John Hogan, who's also Irish, singing a song that was written by Johnny Cash on his way back on the plane after visiting Ireland for a holiday. Of course, you've guessed it, 40 Shades of Green.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea, from the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores at Donaghadee. I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows. And there's 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss a girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as I look down. Again, I wanna see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar, and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I'd love to watch the farmers drain the bog and spade the turf. I'd to see again the thatching of the straw the women clean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. Girl in Tipperary town. Most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again, I want to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green.
Where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. People say here in Ireland you can actually see 40 shades of green, but that's due to the soft Irish rain that we get. And now a track from Luke Kelly and the Dubliners telling us all about what happened with the Black Velvet Band.
Well, in a neat little town they call Belfast, the freshest trade I was found. Many an hour's sweet happiness have I spent in that neat little town. A sad misfortune came over me, which caused me to stray from the land. Far away from my friends and relations, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. That's happy now. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I called her the queen of the land. And her hair, it tumbled over her shoulder, tied up with a Black Velvet Band. I took a stroll down Broadway, meaning not long for to stay. When who should I meet but this pretty fair maid, from a traipsing along the highway. She was both fair and handsome, her neck it was just like a swan, and her hair it hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Everybody, her eyes they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land, and her hair it hung over. Gentleman passing us by. Well, I knew she meant the doing of him by the look in her roguish black eye. Oh, but she took from his pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the very first thing that I said was, access to the Black Velvet Band. Her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a Black Velvet Band. Before the judge and the jury, next morning I had to appear. The judge, he says to me, young man, your case, it is proven clear. We'll give you 7 years penal servitude to be spent far away from the land, far away from your friends and companions, betrayed by the Black Velvet Band. Everybody, her eyes, they shone like diamonds. I thought her the queen of the land.
And now, friends, for a track that's caused more interest over the last 3 or 4 months of the programme than any other. And it was just by accident I slipped it in a couple of months ago and I got a great response to it. It's that lovely track, not an Irish song, but sung by Sean O'Shea. And as I say many times, they don't come much more Irish than Sean O'Shea. And he's singing that lovely song, Will You Go, Lassie, Go.
Thank you. and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. I will build my love a tower near yon pure crystal fountain, and on it I will place all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie, go? And we'll all go together to pluck wild mountain thyme all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie, go? My true love, she were gone, I would surely find another where the wild mountain thyme grows around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie?
You know, friends, I never tire listening to that track. It has everything. It has wonderful singing from Sean O'Shea and a wonderful arrangement. That was Sean O'Shea and Will You Go, Lassie, Go. Now, two for the price of one. It's, first of all, it's Planxty. Planxty were a group that were very big in the ballad scene around 60s and 70s. They made some wonderful recordings, not only Irish, but they sang general folk. But here they're telling us all about the Raggle Taggle Gypsies. And then when the song is finished, they're demonstrating their instrumental dexterity. They're playing a wonderful track entitled Tourdom the Love, or Give Me Your Hand. Here, Planxty.
There were three old gypsies came to our hall door. They came brave and bold, heo, and this one sang hoy, and the other sang la ho, and the lady sang the raggle taggle gypsy heo. It was upstairs and downstairs the lady he went, put on her suit of leather for low. It was the cry all around her door, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy heo. It was late that night that the Lord came in, inquiring for his lady heo. The servant girl's reply to him was, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy heo. Open saddle for me milk white steed, me big horse is not speedy heo. I will ride and I'll seek me bride, she's away with the raggle taggle gypsy heo. Oh, then he rode east and he rode west, He rode north and south the whole so, but when he rode to the wide open field, it was there that he spied his lady-o. Oh, then why do you leave your house and your land? Why do you leave your money over here? Why do you leave your haroni with the lord of Alcora, the raggle-taggle gypsy? Yerra, what do I care for me house or me land? What do I care for my honey over yerra? What do I care for me only with that lord? I'm away with me raggle-taggle gypsy. Well, it was there last night, you the goose got their bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, hee-o. Tonight he'll lie in a wide open field, and in your hands of your raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Yerra, what do I care for a goose feather bed, with blankets drawn so calmly, hee-o. Tonight I'll lie in a wide open field, and in your hands of me raggle-taggle gypsy, hee-o. Oh, for you rode east, when I rode west, you rode high when I rode low. I'd rather have a kiss of the yellow gypsy's lips than a whole lot of cash in his money.
Planxty, firstly with the Raggle Taggle Gypsies and then the instrumental Tour Them the Love, Give Me Your Hand. Now, friends, we come to another of those lovely old Irish American type songs that I love. I was brought up on singing and listening to this kind of material. Now, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea or glass of ishkebaha. Ishkebaha is the Irish word for whiskey. But this is the story of a young lady who left her home in Belfast. Her parents, they all came over with her because as a young girl, all she wanted to do was to become a singer. She went to London and she was an immediate hit. I'm speaking of Ruby Murray. She had lots and lots of hits from the early 50s to the early 60s. And this is her version. And I will apologise for the lack of technology, because as I say so often, it was recorded in the days of steam recording. She sounds as though she's singing in the bathroom, but it's lovely. It's Ruby Murray's interpretation of Galway Bay.
Across the sea to Ireland, teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are, but they might as well go chasing after moonbeams or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's going to be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's going to be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish
Ruby Murray and her version of Galway Bay. Now here's a track from my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Allan. And they're singing a song that I think many Irish people who at this time of year will be thinking of folks back home and will be wishing the same wish no matter what part of the world you're in. Although this particular song relates to Australia. So maybe some of my Irish friends in Australia will be listening to this. Maybe my own grandson and his partner will be listening to this. And they were wishing, if we only had old Ireland over here.
I was dreaming of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells. I was dreaming of the shamrock and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested in a vision bright and clear all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Erin's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home, if we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely lassies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely colleagues, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure we'd wrap the green flag round them if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes flowed into Botany Bay, if the Shandon bells rang out in old Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear. Aaron's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here.
If the Shannon River joined the Brisbane waters and Killarney's lakes stood out on Botany Bay, Foster and Allen, and if we only had old Ireland over here. Lately, I've been playing some tracks from Sunny Knowles. I want to include one now. This was a request I got a couple of weeks ago for Sue. Sue, I hope you're still listening. This is one of Sunny's big hits, My Lovely Rose and You.
The world is always beautiful with someone to share the way. That's how it was when I met you. Each dawn brought a beautiful day. But now it seems to me it's winter where spring used to be. The lovely rose has lost her crimson gown. And autumn leaves have tumbled over town. The skies have changed their shade of blue. And I have lost my lovely world and you. But someday soon the clouds will drift away. And spring will bring another love. Like a miracle come true, I'll wait to find my lovely world and you.
Toshiva Geishtuk sounds Irish, Le Misher, Joe Bullard. You're listening to Sounds Irish with me, Joe Bullard. Thank you. Henry Mancini, and a nice little piece entitled The Penny Whistle Jig. Now, as promised, our second Daniel O'Donnell track. He hails from Donegal, so this next track is called Destination Donegal. It starts with him sailing away from Ireland to go to Montreal, but he's hoping someday that he'll come back and his destination will be Donegal. Here's Daniel.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasland and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue Stack Mountains in the town of Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasland and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call there beyond the blue Stack Mountains in the town of Donegal. I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.